T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind.
All right, welcome back. Number 93 on my top 100, Blue Bayou. As Tim McCarver once coined in a game in 1980. Don't sing it. Don't lip sync. You look like a complete... No, listen, you're my son.
Looking forward to happy
lip sync. Go ahead, lip sync. I mean, anything but
you.
Don't lip sync and don't sing.
Why?
Well,
that's
I'm going to break it to you.
That's our first crossover.
I don't know if you have people in your life who will be honest with you. I don't know that your wife will.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know that my wife would ever say this to you. I don't know that your friends would man up and tell you the truth about your vocal ability. But it's poor.
No, it's not. It's not poor.
It's not good.
It's not poor.
You want to be a singer.
No,
I don't. Get it.
I do sing. I'll always sing. And I know I'm not
a
good
singer. But
I mean,
you want to be a good singer.
I'm not a good singer, but I'm not a poor singer. I know that for a fact.
Well, you think Glenn Campbell's not a great singer.
He's not.
I don't know. Did you hear that, what we took
relatively
out?
Speaking. What was your Tim McCarver?
Gentle on My Mind, did you hear that?
No. What was your Tim McCarver story?
Blue Bayou. He coined that phrase for a fastball that overpowered a hitter.
Swung and missed.
Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt checks in at number 93. What do you think of the list so far?
It's all right.
Just all right.
Yeah, I like that one.
I'm having more fun with this list than I think I've had with almost anything I've done in a while.
I'm going to start mine in November. That's when I'm doing mine, November 1st.
I don't think there's a clamor.
I don't care if there's a clamor.
Tweet
That's
me.
What the difference is between you and me. I do stuff because I want to.
Tweet me at Bob Lutz. Tell me what you think of the list so far and indicate whether you want Jeff's list.
I don't care if they do or not. I'm doing it.
I'm not a beggar on Twitter for followers. But I've been stuck at 7,180 something for years.
I've been getting
followers. I feel like the first day I went on Twitter, I had 7,100. And in the 9 years since, I've gained 87. Is it possible? Am I just out of the limelight now?
No, you got two times more than I do.
Well, I'm a little
which
more
isn't
than,
right.
A little more than two times. But am I a guy that's just kind of out of the loop now?
Can't
attract Twitter followers?
I've got 59 followers in the last 30 days. I'm starting to get ahead a little bit.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. It's been a good run for me. 33 unfollowers.
How do you know that's a thing?
Shane Dennis unfollowed me. That's too bad.
Really?
If you're listening, Shane, I need an explanation.
He does that. I don't know. He gets in a mood or something. He really unfollowed you?
Oh, yeah. He's on the list here.
Wow.
I haven't checked this in a while. So if it's been a while, Shane...
Well, that hurts.
We need to get that all square somehow.
How do you get it all square?
I don't know.
I'm sorry to hear that. 869-1240, we have about 8 or 9 minutes left to talk about whatever you guys want to talk about, whatever we want to talk about. We did have a trade today that involved our two teams trading with one another. The Cardinals acquired Connor Capel from the Indians for Oscar Mercado. Connor goes in as a number 10 prospect now in the St. Louis organization. Mercado at number 14 in the Indians organization.
Yeah, this is a guy who should be in the big league sooner rather than later. You don't want a guy to stagnate at number 14 in your system if he's having a good year in AAA. Get him up, see what he can do.
The Cardinals' number 2 prospect, Tyler O'Neill, will be starting in center field tonight after hitting an unbelievable number of home runs in AAA. He's homered once every 8.4 at-bats.
Well, he's got some pop, and he'll probably carry that over to the big leagues, but we'll see how his other skills translate.
The other skills have translated pretty well when you take a look at them. 61 games, he has a .388 on-base percentage, which you'd take any day of the week, right? Am I right about that?
Yes,
and
in AAA.
That's all he can do. He can't play somewhere.
Okay, but in 47 big league plate appearances, one walk, 20 Ks. That's alarming. Small sample, but it's something to keep an eye.
Well, you hope he figures it out. He's 23. You know, that's what guys do.
I'm rooting for the kid for you.
That's what guys do. You'd love to have a guy that hit 26 homers in 61 games. I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah, dime a dozen.
Really?
Yeah. Ask, what's his name? You don't know his name because he flamed out.
Who?
That guy for the Tigers now that hit all the – Mike Hessman, was that his name?
I don't have any idea. I've never heard of Mike Hessman.
He's the all-time minor league home run leader.
No clue. I thought Randy Bass was the all-time minor league.
No, it's Mike Hessman.
I'll bet you Randy Bass had more.
Randy Bass did not.
Do you know who I'm talking about, Randy Bass?
No.
He was after your time, and I love that.
Nobody's after my time.
He was before your time. Here's what Randy Bass did in the minor leagues, because he came through here quite a bit as a minor league player with the Denver Bears and some others. Now I can't find his minor league totals. That makes me so mad. Why can't I find that?
Mike Hessman.
Here's what you tell me what Mike Hessman did.
433 minor league homers.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Randy Bass had a bunch. How about this? It doesn't give the total.
No, it doesn't. But trust me, Hessman has more because he's the all-time leader.
For in 1980, Randy Bass played with Denver, 37 homers, 143 RBIs. 36 homers another year, 105 RBIs.
He sure got a lot, but a lot of those were in Japan. Those don't count.
Then he got to play in the big leagues for a little bit and did okay, but not great. But I was always in awe of Randy Bass. Now he's 64 years old.
Look at his Japan numbers, for crying out loud.
Those I get it.
Those are the stats you're looking for.
I know. The guy was a monster.
134 one year in Japan in the 126 games.
The guy was a monster. No question about it. Loved him. But he didn't do it in the big leagues.
It's unfortunate.
He had 9 career home runs in the big leagues.
Bizarre.
In 130 games.
Bizarre that you can be that good in AAA and nothing in the big leagues. I get that it's a 9-day worlds apart. But if you have that level of success in AAA, it seems like you should have some in the big league.
And if you notice, I start to talk more about Wichita's time in affiliated baseball. There's a reason for that.
What is it?
I'm getting pretty darned excited.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
I just like to tweak you.
Yeah, you have nothing.
Oh, I got something. But I'm just excited about it.
Let's hear it. If you
got
it, let's hear it. I don't
have anything I want to tell you. Just suffice it to say, I'm excited about affiliated minor league baseball.
Well, we all are. Let's have some results.
The question becomes, and we're going to have a baseball roundtable. I'm going to try to organize it for either next week or the week after. When are you gone?
Shane Dennis, by the way, just followed me back. I feel like now that he probably thinks I'm just being whiny.
Why
were
you being
whiny?
Shane. Shane can follow whoever the heck he wants.
I know, but now I feel like I pleaded for it, and he just if he doesn't shut up about it, I'll just follow him.
Oh, you called him out.
No, I just wondered. I was curious.
It's okay. Listen, at times you unfollow. You just say, I'm tired of this guy.
Yeah, you do.
He's too political, or I don't want to read this, or you're a tough follow on Twitter.
Am I?
You're not a guy I like following.
Good.
No, seriously. I don't know why you weigh in on the things you weigh in on.
I like to weigh in. I'm a weigher-inner.
But it's dumb.
Well,
it doesn't do any good for you. Plus, when you're employed and you're doing things, you just want to stay out of that stuff.
I don't do anything that would cost me employment. That's just a huge leap.
You just want to stay out of stuff.
I don't tweet that often.
It's the truth. If you're going to be funny, fine. If you want to talk about baseball,
well,
fine.
I tried to be funny the other day.
Nobody cares what you think about anything else.
But I got 4 likes on what if Kevin Durant's first name was D.O.
I don't get it.
D.O. Durant. That's funny. And I only got 4 likes.
That's cricket.
D.O. Durant.
Oh.
Really?
It took me forever to figure that out.
What?
And nobody would figure it out.
Really?
No.
All they have to do is say D.O. Durant.
No, you'd say it D.O. Durant.
Deodorant.
It's not funny.
In fact, if you're listening right now, go back and find that tweet and like it. Because 4 likes is not worthy of that level of entertainment.
You seem desperate for Twitter love.
Well, when it's that good, yeah, it should have more than 4 likes out of 3,500 followers.
It seems odd to me. NBC World Series ongoing.
Is it?
We need to get to championship week. There, I said it. Because we're playing a full week here where 2 of 16 teams move on. The games tonight, Denver beat the 316 Elite today.
Okay.
3-1 Sixers, they're out.
Sorry. Yeah, they're going to have to be, aren't they?
Waco is playing Derby right now. That game could be over, I'm not sure. But we've got the Waco Texas Ball Club against the Derby Twins. At 7 o'clock tonight, the unbeaten Mulvane Patriots take on Northwest Arizona in their pool play. And at 9:30, a game the liberal BJs must have to move on, they go against the San Antonio Angels.
Derby leading Waco 7-2 in the ninth.
That a baby derby.
That a baby derby.
Be for Derby.
I'm not for anybody.
Do you enjoy the town of Derby?
Yeah, I like it.
When's the last time you were down there?
By the way, the Louisville Stars played in one last night.
Against who? The Boomtown Bug Rats?
I actually caught one pitch. And I tuned in on YouTube, and it was the bottom of the ninth, and there were like 4 people there.
What was the score?
5-0. Heath Bell.
4 people there.
Please close it out. Yeah, there was nobody there.
They've made a huge blunder.
They have, apparently.
And I could have told them that.
It's not going over as well in the Ville.
Well, they don't have that marquee guy.
They got Chipper. They got Johnny Damon.
But Chipper wasn't there last night.
No, of course not. But
and
he'll
he
be
probably
there.
Won't be there.
Well, he's signing autographs, but his wife's about to have a child.
Again, not
his happening. 43rd.
Stay tuned. We'll be back wrapping it up. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.